There's this story I heard about the great film director Akira Kurosawa. Maybe it's true, maybe not, but it doesn't really matter. Reading through a screenplay one day, Kurosawa stopped at a passage which described in detail the flight of a hawk across the frame, the hawk drifting on the air, colours bleeding across the sky, the light slowly fading, and so on and so forth. Kurosawa crossed all of this out and wrote, "Bird flies over." I heard this story long before I got the point, before I discovered Strunken White's "emit needless words" or Stephen King's formula, second draft equals first draft minus 10%. When I was starting out, a young staff reporter on a weekly music paper, I knew nothing about less is more, show don't tell, or the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. One Christmas, a press officer at Polydor sent every writer in the office the same festive gift, a box set of the Penguin English Dictionary and Roger's Thesaurus. We all got the joke, and I wasn't ungrateful, but Roger turned out to be the worst Christmas gift I ever had. It became a kind of Bible to me. It was never out of reach. The first simple, suitable word that came to mind never seemed good enough, and my writing became so ornate and so obscure, it's a wonder I didn't wind up in Private Eye's Suits Corner. In a thank you note sent in response to one of my singles reviews, Green from Scritti Politti said, "By the way, did you like the record or not?" But I was only 19 going on 20, that's my excuse anyway. I thought I knew everything when I knew nothing. Besides, I was hardly ever edited back then, and never edited myself. As long as I made the word count, I could get away with almost anything. I still hadn't learned that what's written to impress rarely impresses anyone. Something I found out pretty quickly when I began to write fiction. If only I'd read James M. Cain first. If only I'd known about omitting needless words, the road to publication might not have taken so long. And if only I'd thought carefully about what the reader wants. I mean, I'm a reader too. What do I want? Well, certainly not to feel that what I'm reading was written with the aid of a dictionary. And I don't want "he exclaimed, she retorted" when "he said, she said" will do. As a reader, I want to be lost in the story. As a writer, I absolutely need to be. We have this special one-to-one relationship, readers and writers, each playing their part. The writer sketches an incomplete picture, leaves out the boring bits, and the reader imagines the rest, filling in the missing pieces. It's teamwork. We're in this together. Too much information, too much loving detail, and we may as well be watching a film where all the work has been done for us. Wardrobe, set design, bird flying over. But it's okay to overwrite at first. It's part of the process. First drafts are often amorphous and unfocused, but this is where we get to indulge ourselves, throwing everything at the wall and working those pesky darlings out of our systems. Later, we'll put on the editorial hat, cast a critical eye over the material, and throw out the excess baggage, which no one will ever miss. Second draft equals first draft minus 10%. The first draft's for the writer. Everything after that is for the reader.